Ray Foley on Today FM.
Ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls, look who's here. It's the stunning, the vivacious, the incredible Karen Koster. Yay! Joins us this afternoon.
Hi, JP. Hi, Ray.
Hi, darling. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
We got a joke in from Mia. Oh. Mia sent us a joke in.
Go on.
Let's have a listen to Mia's joke. I love a bit of comedy. Here we go. Mia's in the car.
Hiya. I just thought of a joke. I'm stuck here behind a tractor and I was thinking, what do one farmer say to the other? What kind of tractor do you have? I have a John Deere. And the other farmer said, same.
So he also has a John Deere, is that it? What if he said... So, like, what about I have a John Deere, and the other fella says, I have a Massey Ferguson, sweetheart.
That sort of works. But then there John is no brand there called John. Mia.
I love a joke.
You love a joke as much as the next guy.
I'm trying to make it make sense, but I can't even make it make sense or make it funny. Mia, sorry. Make it funny, Mia.
I wonder, would someone text in about it? I don't know. Do people text in about stuff? I don't know. Anyway, unless you tell me I'm wrong. JP at todayfm.com for your emails. And actually, I saw one. What was the one? There was something about a 16-year-old. Yes, this was in the Irish Independent. Was it last week? I sent it on to JP. And I was like, I want to talk about this. Don't tell me I'm wrong. If you want to send in your emails, by the way, about your dilemmas, stuff going on with you, have complete strangers and the rest of the nation text in about it, send it to jp at todayfm.com. I do have one that I want to do later, but this was a one that came up for an advice slot on the Irish Independent, right? Should I let my 16-year-old son spend time alone with his girlfriend in his bedroom? Parent asking the question, 16-year-old has a girlfriend, 16 years of age, girlfriend calls over on the regular, as they do at that age, calls over on the regular, but the rule is you're not allowed to be in the room on your own together because God knows what you could be up to with the door closed. Or isn't there a rule where, like, you're not allowed in there with the door closed? Couldn't that be a
door
thing?
Open. Yeah.
The door open policy.
Door jar, yeah.
Anyway, the question is, should a 16-year-old be allowed to spend time alone in his bedroom with his girlfriend while his family is at home? And then they get into the whole conversation there. That's the whole question I was asking. I'll put it out there, 0874 100 102. What do you think? Do you have a 16-year-old? Are you a 16-year-old? Do you remember your own time as a 16-year-old?
That's what I was trying to do, cast my mind back. Can you remember? What were the rules? What were the boundaries?
You're thinking of your own experience, but you're not too far away as a mom, though,
I'm
either.
I'm 6 years away. I do feel a little underqualified to chat about this, because my guys are still 10, 9.
So you're still in the when I was 16, rather than having 16-year-olds.
Yeah.
Right, okay. I said, well, we'll put it out and we'll see. What do you think? And I don't want to preempt people's responses. But it depends on the 16-year-old, doesn't it?
It kind of does. And actually, that's what the psychologist, Dr. David Coleman, who I love, fangirling over him anytime I see him on TV or listen to him on radio. His bottom line is just very interesting, and it very much just depends on the 16-year-old and what their behaviour has been to this point.
Yeah, so you kind of have half the answers yourself. What's your own position? 0874 100 102.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
Your texts and your WhatsApps, please. To the question, should you let your 16-year-old have his girlfriend over in the house, in the room, and maybe with the door closed? Mark says, but we'll come back to this because we're so squeezed on time, and your voice notes, please, 0874 100 102. Mark says, why wouldn't you let the 16-year-olds go into the room when you're home? They're definitely going to be in there when you're out. Well, that's a good thing. If you're leaving them home alone at all, that's what's going to be happening. From Mark, love the show. Hey. Cheers, Mark. Anonymous, Peter says, same, S-A-M-E, exclamation mark. All right, Peter agrees. Anonymous says, I have a 15-year-old daughter and I would let her, but also she knows that I can just come in and out of her room at any time. So she needs to be on alert and she needs to be safe. We also live in a bungalow and she's two younger siblings who do not knock and they don't care who's in the house. If it was a two-story house, it'd probably be a no, says Anonymous. Thank you, Anonymous. Linda says, same, exclamation mark. All right, Linda. And Elle says, my friend was allowed alone in her room with her boyfriend as a 17-year-old. This was 17 years ago. How do I know it was 17 years ago? Because her child will turn 17 this year, from Elle. Oh, my God. And Dave agreeing with that one. He says, FFS, same. Cheers, Dave.
Hi.
We're doing Tell Me I'm Wrong. We were looking at that article last... Actually, do you know what? It all kind of ties together, because between the WhatsApp group in America, or whatever it is, Signal, the app they were using, effectively a WhatsApp group in the White House in America, and being in a WhatsApp group, and the story is top secret information was shared on a WhatsApp Signal group, and a journalist was also accidentally added to this this bombing plans, bombing Houthis in the Middle East. Then we were talking about WhatsApp groups and being in WhatsApp groups that you're like, oh, get me out of this group. And then the topic is, should I let my 16-year-old son spend time alone with his girlfriend in his bedroom? And that's kind of spiraled now into a conversation about same and about a lot of people agreeing with the positions that we sent in.
Tons of agreement out there today, yep.
People keep texting in same, same, same. And then... people text and saying, well, WhatsApp, in terms of being able to control what your 16-year-old is at,
yeah,
you might be a little, it might be more in your line concentrating on what are they looking at on their screen, because that is more, that can be more damaging, and it's more toxic.
Would you prefer your 16-year-old son sitting by themselves in the room on a phone? Or can you not hear me?
Twist it. See the tail of it. There you go.
Thanks, JP.
Hey,
would you prefer your 16-year-old son on his own in his room, on his phone, or would you prefer his girlfriend in the room with him? And obviously I'm referencing what everyone is talking about the moment.
About adolescence,
is it? Of course, I've been obsessed since day one, so I don't want to bore people because I know it's been all over the media, blanket coverage. But which would you prefer, his girlfriend in his room or his phone?
You've totally twisted the...
Dun, dun, dun.
Totally. Because that's a different conversation, isn't it, than what we've been having? The we've been having seems to be pretty straightforward, that like... 0874 100 102. What do you think? 16-year-old boy. We're guessing she's 16 as well. 16-year-old girlfriend. Are they allowed in the room on their own, either unsupervised or we're in the house at the same time, but are they allowed in the room on their own? Your text, first of all. Kay says, when I was 16, we were allowed in my room in private. And guess what? 16-year-olds will do exactly what you think they would if they were if they're given the opportunity. Crying laughing emoji from Kay. Love the hey, well, the thing is, right, excuse me. Yeah, they're going to do it. They're going to do what it is you think they're going to do. Unless maybe you have a conversation with them about it or understand the boundaries, or they both have an understanding of the boundaries and the results of not following the boundaries.
Well, we all in this room broke our parents' rules, right? At least some of them.
My sister, who's 10 years older than me, but looks 10 years younger. Hi, Zoe, if you're listening. She said to me, the first time you have sex, you will get pregnant. So I was like, okay, then I'm not doing
Never.
It ever.
So, like, so misinformation.
Yes, actually, it serves a purpose, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, so I was just told that. So then I was like, okay, well, that's off the table.
So that, then, yeah, that's an interesting tool that you could use. Well... Yeah, I think it's all about it. Like, it always comes down to communication, isn't it, Ray? It's an absolute no for 16-year-olds to be together in the bedroom with the door closed. In simple terms, they're too young and it's not respectful to the parents in the house. That is a good one in terms of, well, the rules in our house and you follow the rules. And if you're not going to follow the rules, then you're not in our house. But the question is, what is the rule and what should be the rule? Even if you absolutely trust them, they are young, full of hormones and also messers. Are you telling me, Roisin, that you couldn't, just because they're young and full of hormones, that you wouldn't trust the child at all? The child doesn't have any... You don't have the trust in the kid as an individual. Not, you know, we're not talking all 16-year-olds, but that there's a 16-year-old that you couldn't trust or that you wouldn't have faith in to go, well, they're not going to get up to anything that they shouldn't be getting
up
to.
You might trust your kid, but you're still giving them the opportunity. You're still increasing the risk factor, are you not?
Yeah, you are, but, like, They're individuals, like. They're not all a bunch of absolute fools that are just going to follow their hormones.
I'm hardline on this.
Jesus, daddy's firm over there.
They'll just find a house where they can go, or they'll just be in a park, or it's going to... Do you not think there's a certain amount of...
are you going to use the argument, I'm providing a safe space for them at least? Would you provide a safe space for your kids to do drugs?
No. But the rule is still not... The rule is still you're not having sex.
Right, yeah, well, I know that, but they may well go ahead and do it anyway, even though the rule is there.
I'm not providing a safe space for them to have sex.
Yeah.
I'm saying I'm trusting you not to.
Right.
Yeah, but you can stay in the house. You can be in the bedroom, but you're not allowed to get up to any of that stuff.
And if I catch any shenanigans going on in here, you're in deep trouble, mister. That's what I'm saying. Right. It should be a position where you can trust or have a dialogue or an ongoing dialogue or an ongoing relationship with them yourself, which is like, no, I trust you and make, you know, look at, you just can't. That's the rule. But similarly, I can trust you to be alone together, no? JP's like, absolutely not. Hard dad over there.
I'm hardlining this for two reasons. One, it's illegal. The thing we're all assuming is going to happen. Okay, we're all assuming one thing
what
is going to
exactly
happen.
What exactly is illegal?
I need to get out of the legal box now. Here we go. Uh-huh.
So the age of consent is 17 in Ireland. So if they were to get up to funny business, it's not going to be that funny. It is illegal. And it's illegal for good reason. There are very smart people who decided it was illegal to have sex beyond the age or before the age of 17.
Right.
So for one, it's illegal. And two, frankly, maybe I'm prudish. I don't care if I'm in my house, your house, somebody else's house, and I don't even care what age you are. I don't want other people in the same house that I'm in getting up to funny business also.
How do you know but they're not getting up to funny business?
I don't want that to happen.
The rule is
I know the rule is funny business. But I just don't want even the chance of it happening.
Do you think as soon as your back is turned, they're literally
They're up on top of each other.
Yeah, exactly,
I think there's
like
the chance
animals.
That they might be.
Wow.
Is that an extreme position to hold?
I think it is quite extreme, yeah. Because my position as a dad, we're approaching the teens, and I would like to think that we have a good relationship, and we have a rule, you know, there are rules, and we follow the rules, and here, listen, of course you're going to have a relationship, you're going to have a girlfriend, you're going to have the smooches, you're going to have the kissy-kissies. Fine. But there's a line, and you're not going to cross the line, and I'm trusting you not to. And I think like I say, it depends on the individual. There are two individuals under the age of 16 in my house at the moment. There's one of them I'd be 100% he's going to follow the rules. The other one, we need to have firmer rules in place.
Funny.
I'm just saying, it depends on the personalities and the relationships involved. But similarly, with both of them, I would like to think that we'd have the relationship and the understanding that, yeah, of course, your girlfriend can visit. But I'm going to trust you. No?
No, I fully understand your position. You can have these conversations and you can have these agreements.
But then you don't have
trust.
And
that's all well and good.
You just don't have trust.
Trust but verify. Like the communists.
But when you're saying trust, but there's no trust. You have no trust.
In certain situations, I'd be less likely to trust, yes.
So there's no trust. You either have it or you don't, I'm saying.
There's qualified trust.
You don't have the trust, though.
There's conditional trust.
Right, so you're not allowed in the room.
I might trust you in the room, in the next room, on the same floor as me, with the door open, but you're not upstairs, down the hallway, behind a closed door. No,
okay.
I don't trust.
Well, that's no trust then. All right, Karen.
I feel like 16-year-olds need to, text in and say, we're all not,
we can be trusted.
Crazed, hormone-driven.
Well, they're going to say that, aren't they?
They just keep texting insane. I don't
so
know.
Weird.
Obviously, everyone's
agreeing. What are you on about,
Everyone's agreeing with Karen's position on this. 0874-100-102. I tell you what, we'll play one more and then we'll give a final ruling on this. We're not qualified in any way, but I think trust is going to be a big part of it. As I understand it, though, I think John Deere is like a brand. There's lots of different models within the brand.
Gotcha. Right.
But I think John Deere is quite a common, it's quite a popular.
Oh, that'd be well known, yeah.
Yeah, but it's a popular brand. So the chances of two farmers having two John Deere tractors wouldn't be.
Highly likely, yeah.
All right, tell me I'm wrong. JP@todayfm.com for your emails this afternoon if you've got a dilemma, something you want to share with us. And the question, should a 16-year-old boy be allowed to have his girlfriend over in the bedroom, inside in the bedroom? I'm thinking it depends on the 16-year-old boy, depends on the relationship, depends on the rules and the education, I suppose. And be clear on the rules and what happens if you go, if you cross the line, break the rules.
It's a no from me.
It's a no from JP. Hi, Ray, JP and Karen. The son's girlfriend is your responsibility while in your house. And there's another point, actually. There's another part. It's not just your son. It's the girlfriend as well, which
that's a good point.
We haven't spoken about the girlfriend. And I suppose you haven't raised the girlfriend. You don't know the girlfriend, really.
No.
And you don't know what their rules are in terms of...
If she's a girlfriend, though, I think you've gotten to know her a little bit, you know?
A bit, but again, you didn't raise her.
No.
The son's girlfriend is your responsibility while she's in your house, and assuming the same age, then she is underage. Put yourself in the shoes of the girl's parents. Would you be happy that your daughter's boyfriend's parents allowed her to be alone in a bedroom with her boyfriend? Just my take from Ella. That's a good insight, worth thinking, shoe on the other foot type situation. Also, as a parent of boys, you'd be a lot less worried than you would about your son than you would be about your daughter going to somebody else's house. And like that, rules are rules. But then, you need to be able to trust. It's about trust. It's about communication. It's about trust. Great point by Karen, getting 16-year-olds to text in with their views. But unfortunately, they can't, as they're too busy getting up to no good. Billy, love the show. Hey, I imagine they're in school as well.
Yeah, sorry, I forgot. My kids finished school at 2:30. I forgot the time.
And the ones that aren't in school
are first, second base, and all the rest of it.
They're in their boyfriends' bedrooms.
With the TV turned up real loud.
Our two positions are diametrically opposed. Karen, what's yours?
Can I have kind of two? Can I say yes to being in the room but having the door wide open?
Yeah, that's a compromise.
Okay, then I'm going to go with
that. That's your rule.
And I look forward to being a granny in 6 years when my son turns 16.
There it is.
Ray Foley on Today FM.